This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Why am I not hearing myself here? I want to hear myself. They say the most beautiful thing you could hear is the sound of your own name. Well, no, it isn't, dang it. It's my voice. So glad to be with you guys. People tell me, you know, I'll be cruising somewhere. I'll do a radio show or something like that. And people will go, Kevin, you have a voice for radio. And I'm thinking, I don't have a voice for radio. What are you talking about? I mean, I squeak. I'm all over the map. It isn't like my voice is all, hey, how you guys doing today? Woo, you know. So people go, you have a voice for radio. I'm like, dude, I don't have that voice. And now here's what I will tell you, because I cannot stand this. I can't stand when people, hey, it's Kevin Jackson, blah, 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 on the radio, and we're rumbling, blah, 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 and the car. And, you know, I don't like that. I like, this is the conversation we'd be having at a bar, right? Or at a cabin in the woods or ski lodge or whatever. We would just be sitting around rapping and talking and having a good time. And the only thing is, I'm the one holding court because I can't hear you. I can't hear you shouting your loving responses to me at your radio like, you get them, Kevin. You're awesome, man. Or, Kevin, I love you and I want to have your babies. I know. I know you're out there. I hear you. Subconsciously, I hear you. I don't know if anybody wants to have my babies. Well, here's the thing. I ain't having any more, so feel free. Have all my babies you want. Just don't make me pay child support. Oh, man, what do we got to talk about? What have we talked? We talked about Dreamers and DACA and Obama talking smack about Trump and Manafort and the Russians, and there's nothing coming out of that stuff. And then I beat up on Richard Branson, and I talked about FLOTUS. I'm talking about Melania. Doesn't that just roll off your lips? Melania. Mm-hmm. Even black girls are going to like Melania. Because, see, Melania doesn't have like some... Her name is Susan or Barbara or Linda. No, it's Melania. It's going to be a lot of young black girls named Melania. You watch it. Because it's like... You know, we joke about the... What are the black names? Shaniqua and Jaquan. You know, stuff like that. We joke about that on this show all the time. We joke about race all the time on this show. For those of you who are new and you don't know, you're going, who is this guy talking about Shaniqua and Jaquan? It's Kevin Jackson. Authentic black man. Certified by the Atomic Weights and Measures Department of the United States Geological Survey. I am. I can speak truth to power. Fight the power that be. Huh. So, little kids are going to be, girls are going to be named Melania. Because that's a pretty name. And it kind of, you know, I think about it. Trump's appeal. Trump. Black people know what Trump is. A Trump card. Because we play bid whist. You guys in bridge, you know what it is too, right? But we know what a Trump is. But we also know what Melania is. Melania, see. Ooh, yeah. I can't explain it. It's a feeling, right? But you know, people, they like her. Two major earthquakes in Mexico this month, people. This month. Should we blame Trump? I think it's the president's fault. I think the election of Donald Trump is creating havoc. The earth, the ecosystem can't handle the natural disaster. Because that's what the left would call Donald Trump, a natural disaster. A hurricane of monumental proportions. They consider him a natural disaster. You can bet, as sad as it is to say, you can bet there are people on the left who are blaming the two earthquakes in Mexico on Trump. And I bet you there are conspiracy theorists that say Trump caused those earthquakes in Mexico because of the Vicente Fox. You remember Vicente Fox?
Donald Trump, I'm going to run for president. And I will have a goat as my mascot, and I'm running for president. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that sounded more like Dracula, didn't it?
Blah, 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 I'll drink your blood.
Anyway, Vicente Fox, He is the reason that Donald Trump put those earthquakes on Mexico to say a lesson. And you can bet he back-channeled to the Mexican government, to, what's his name? What's the Mexican president's name? Castillo Nieto. He back-channeled to Nieto by way of Jared Kushner. You either shut Vicente Fox up or there'll be earthquakes coming at you like you've never, bigger and badder, huge. They're going to be huge. These earthquakes will destroy all of Mexico. It's going to be bad. It'll be the worst thing ever. Better for America. America first. Make America great again. Mexico, not so much. That was good, Trump. What are y'all? Don't be looking at me. That was good. You're chuckling. You're chuckling because it was good, Trump. That was on the fly, too, man. That was on the fly. Huge. So, you don't mess with Trump. If we can make earthquakes, let me ask you, wouldn't we hit North Korea? Wouldn't we hit Iran if we could make earthquakes? I don't know. Look, I know man can do some crazy stuff. We know how to sonic booms and all these different things. We can make sonic. Did you hear about these people that got sonic? They got sick in some third world rat hole. Well, maybe it was Cuba. And they got hit with a sonic blast, this new weapon. By the way, I saw this weapon in the 80s. I'm not lying. They were talking about this weapon and this flash weapon that would make you forget for like, you know, a minute. And they could do whatever they wanted to you in that minute. And so it was a movie made about this. I can't remember the name. Albert Finney's in it. I know that. And but they have this technology. They boom. They use them on whaling ships. Did you know this? Sonic boom. They aim the sonic thing at a boat that's trying to stop the whalers. And it just like, it'll burst your eardrums. Anyway, they have one that is at a frequency that you can't hear that will make you lose your memory and all kinds of stuff. It's horrible. Anyway, two major earthquakes hit Mexico in the same month. Leftists are struggling with this one, too. They don't know. They're like, should we say that it's global climate change or should we say it's Trump? And I love to watch leftists struggle with things like this. What a quandary for them. True rock and a hard place. A conundrum. And I say this. Trump is climate change. Trump is global climate change. Think about that conceptually, okay? Trump is global climate change. Trump has changed the climate of the globe as to how they deal with America, as to how they deal with themselves. This dude is a one-man wrecking crew. He is a hurricane, a tornado, a mudslide, a flood, and avalanche all in one. And he's on our side. And for you naysayers, forget about DACA and all these other things. Donald Trump is going to do right by you. He's got no skin in the game. They can't buy this man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com. It applies to lots of stuff, so check it out. I want to talk about, we talk about this topic a lot, but this time it's got a different spin on it, and that's the beauty of what we talk about. It's cyclical, but there's always something different, a nuance. You know, a tweak here or there, because that's what happens with liberalism. They like to keep stats. You know this. They keep stats on you. They keep watch on you. That's why Barack Obama bugged your phones, and Facebook wants to own your phone and all your technology, and essentially you sell your soul to the devil. They want to know what you're about. They like the data. They like to be able to measure you and find out what your sauce. There was a show out. I forget the name of the show. It was a movie, and this thing was it was an orb, and it could sense your fears and it could read your thoughts, and whatever your fear was, that's what it fixated on in working with you. It would scare the bejesus out of you. You said, you know, ooh, I'm really afraid of, you know, lions or whatever. Then you would dream of lions. It would put a lion in your room. It would do things to try, you know, make you go crazy. I think it was called sphere. think the movie was Sphere. Sphere. And I think that that's what the left does. They want to know every. They want to know all this data about you. It's like these people that, what's her name, Leah Remini or something. She's doing this thing on Scientology. Because the Scientologists, what I've heard about them, they you have to go in and you cleanse yourself by telling them all your dirty, dark, nasty. Right? And then they go, okay, you should feel good about it. But they record it. And so you're like, one time I touched a neighbor's daughter, you know, whatever. And you're thinking, you know, you were, you know, 7 years old or whatever. And you're thinking, they are recording this so they can use it against you. And that's why I see leftism. They want to use things against you. As opposed to helping you understand what your issue might have been at the time. Or telling you that, you know, you whatever you've done, you can be forgiven. And it isn't necessarily for man to forgive. And I'll be honest with you, I don't forgive pedophiles. I just don't. I understand they have a problem, but it's tough for me to do that because I believe in children so much. I love kids. Couldn't imagine if somebody tried to, you know, bugger one of my boys when they were youngsters, or even now, there's no end to what I would have done to this person, right? So. But other than that, if you go, Kevin, I use drugs or, you know, I used to, you know, if you were a woman and you go, yeah, I was pretty promiscuous. I don't care. And it isn't that I don't care about the behavior. I get it. But I'm not going to moralize why you did what you did because that's for you to figure out. And you're to be embraced by telling someone about yourself. That telling somebody truth about yourself should endear you to them. Am I right? Psychologists, that's what they say. The reason why you pick your mate is because, I mean, forget looks and all that. I can practically tell you who you're going to marry. If you say to me, I have three girls I'm attracted to, the only question I'll ask you is, which one of them knows you best? Because that's going to be your wife. I'd say to women, you got three guys you like, which one of them knows you best? That's probably who you'll marry. We want to be known. There's this thing, it's the reason why serial killers keep these little trinkets. Because they, believe it or not, they want to remember this, and it's a memory thing, and they want to tell people. I remember watching this stupid show, Dexter, and the biggest thing that Dexter... The problem he had, because he would kill bad guys, so you almost liked the guy. But the problem Dexter had was he couldn't share what he was doing with anybody. You want to be known. Good, bad, or indifferent. You want to be able to say to somebody, yeah, this one time I dated this ugly girl. You know? And here's why. And without judgment, like, who? What? You dated Amy Schumer? Oh, my God. Or you tell your buddy your secret shame is you think Amy Schumer's cute. I mean, I get it. It would be tough not to revolt on a gentleman like that, but I wouldn't. I would accept his peccadillo. So, you know, we want to be known. But for government, they don't want to know you. They know you through your data. That's it. And it's never going to help you. And when it is glaringly bad, you know what they do? They spin it. So I'll give you an example. 500 murders in Chicago in 2017, and it's reported as good news. Because that's how leftists have to spin that. 500 people lost their lives. It finally hit the mystical, magical number of 500. No other city in the United States has reached 500 this year or will. Chicago has. Second year in a row. 735 murders last year. They're slightly below that mark for this year. And I'll get to the numbers here in a second. And they spin it as, hey, we reached 500 later than we did last year. Congratulations to us. Yeah, weekend violence across Chicago pushed 500 homicides in 2017, an infamous milestone that comes as Mayor Rahm Emanuel announces nearly 100 new police officers are going to be hitting the streets. Yay! 100 new police officers. Look at Chicago. Look at the size of that city, the amount of of distance they have to cover. Now, they'll say, oh, Kevin, we're going to put them mostly in the south and east side. Okay. Look at that. Look at how busy that is. I'm not telling you you don't need more cops, but isn't it antithetical to be putting more cops? I'll get to that in a second. Last year, the city reached the grim mark 14 days earlier. During the Labor Day weekend, this is according to data from the Chicago Sun-Times, there's been nearly a 7% drop in homicides from this time last year, according to the data. Yippee! There's your new Chamber of Commerce slogan. Now, maybe there are others. We'll think of them along the way. On this date last year, there had been 534 homicides so far in 2016, a year in which Chicago recorded 762 homicides. I thought it was 735. I saw a different report. An average of 2 murders per day. The most killings in the city in 2 decades, and more than New York and Los Angeles combined. Did you hear what I said? More than the 2 of the largest cities. Both of those cities are larger than Chicago, and the number of murders in Chicago is lower than both of them combined. I want to repeat that because I like saying combined. And the left, well, it's 7% down. Look at that. Look at how great we are. Only 500 people have been killed. We're 14 days off of the last year's schedule. Oh, such good. We should congratulate ourselves. When I give you the numbers, it's going to be shocking to you how bad the city is. And how could it possibly be overlooked? And even with the scrutiny of Spike Lee, one of the most outspoken black-centric racists on the planet, they can get nothing to happen differently in Chicago.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the
insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We're talking about Chicago murders on the Kevin Jackson Show. And the reason why I'm talking about it is not, it's nothing new. It isn't like, you know, it's like, hey, there's murder in Chicago. Kevin, there were people killed in Chicago over the weekend. What? You've got to be kidding me, Kev. What's going on there? How did it happen? You know, there's no surprise here. There's gambling in the casino, right? So, 500 people, they reached the milestone last weekend. Yay. It's almost like, I don't know, I can see a game show. When will Chicago reach 500 murders? Pick your weekend. There's a drawing, a lotto. You don't be shocked if you see some crazy lottos like that. You've seen shows about this. There's a show where they took convicts and they had them race death race. And it was beamed out on satellite and fed to the masses, right? And they looked for higher and higher ratings. Stuff like that. What was that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he had to, you know, he ran around and they chased him down to, and whoever survived, it was like gladiators fighting each other. Whatever, I forget the name of the movie, but Richard Dawson was in it and Maria Conchita Alonso. Not Total Recall, but it was one of these movies where he gets, he's convicted of a crime he didn't really do. They faked it and they put him in this prison and then he's, and all the people get to enjoy watching these gladiators try to kill each other. And there have been many others. What about Hunger Games? It's not criminals, but they pick people from different quadrants or whatever, different areas of the galaxy or the country, whatever they call it. And then they pit them against each other. Yeah. So it isn't like it's a stretch to believe that people haven't thought about something like that. Let's frame somebody, put him in a prison, make him have to fight his way out. You know, said no conservative ever. I would never be sitting around going, yeah, this is what we'll do. We'll frame a guy. We'll accuse him of doing something he didn't do, like mowing down innocents in a crowd. And then we'll railroad him into prison. And then we'll do a gladiator sport where we make money off of these guys killing each other. That's just liberals thinking that crap up. Anyway, that's what it's become. Escape from L.A., right? It should have been Escape from Chicago. Kurt Russell was in the movie Escape from L.A. They could have easily called it Escape from Chicago. Gun violence over the weekend, 500 homicides. And they brag because it was 14 days later than it was last year when they reached 534 in the weekend of Labor Day. 762 total homicides in Chicago last year. They're on pace to get over 700 this year. But hey, it's less. Woohoo! So Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, you know, he cares about his people. He says, I'm going to add 100 new police officers. Now, when I heard this, this is what went through my conspiratorial mind. I said, huh, I wonder if blacks in Chicago will call him a racist. Will they accuse him of putting 100 hitmen on the street who are going to go out and hunt black men? Likely not, given that Rahm Emanuel is a Democrat. And also given that black people do a pretty good job of hunting and bagging other blacks. Yeah, Chicago is certainly no stranger to black-on-black crime. But the murders in Chicago have given Chicago a distinction. And as Fox noted in an article, Chicago blacks are killed at a faster pace than New York and L.A. combined. Last year, Chicago had more murders than two of the largest cities in the country combined. Now, there's a Chamber of Commerce slogan if there ever was one. We kill more black people in 1 year than New York and L.A. combined. Come visit the windy, deadly city. Wow. Exactly how long, folks, has it taken Rahm Emanuel to address the exorbitant, outrageous amount of black death in his city? He's been mayor since 2011. And a mere 6 years later, he decides to address the murder problem? What were you doing, Rahm? Were you covering up for police corruption? Were you working on re-election? Were you waterboarding some Latino that you didn't want to run for? I don't know. What could he possibly have been doing? I guess, though, the murder problem kind of sneaked up on him. You think? I mean, I have the numbers. Do you think that the murder problem sneaked up on Rahm Emanuel? Maybe. Rahm was like, you know, like Marion Barry, outside of the killings, D.C. is pretty safe. But here's what the Huffington Post said in 2012 numbers. And I'll give you the numbers. Number of 2012 murders, non-negligent manslaughters. Chicago, 500. This is in 2012. New York, 419. Detroit, 386. Philadelphia, 331. LA, 299. Baltimore, 218. Houston, 217. Okay? They said, and I love this part of the article. Several reports were quick to dub the Windy City the nation's new murder capital, despite the fact that the FBI makes no such claim with any of its data. In fact, the Bureau even issues a bold-lettered caution against any sweeping generalizations based solely on numbers. Remember what I told you? The left will use data where they like it, and when they don't like it, they go, well, don't use that data. Don't misinterpret the data. Just because Chicago has more killings than any other city in the country doesn't mean it's the murder capital. Okay. They commit the most murders, including cities that are larger than them, but it's not the murder capital. Well, Kevin, there is such a thing as per capita data and all. I get it. I understand per capita. I understand there are places that could theoretically be more murderers per capita. But in terms of sheer volume, Chicago wins, right? Here's what they go on to say. These rough rankings provide no insight into the numerous variables that mold crime in a particular town, city, county, state, tribal area, or region. Consequently, they lead to simplistic and or incomplete analyses that often create misleading perceptions, adversely affecting communities and their residents. Valid assessments are possible only with careful study and analysis of the range of unique conditions affecting each local law enforcement jurisdiction. So in other words, Chicago has a whole new set of problems than L.A., than New York, than Detroit, than Philadelphia, than Baltimore, than Houston. Yeah, so let's just see. They got Democrat mayors, every single one of them. They've got heavy Democratic, council, city council, board of aldermen, whatever. They're chock full of leftists, every single one of those cities. You would have a hard time finding a Republican to throw a rock at. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, they're so different. They have a black side of town. They have a good side of town. And the good side of town is shrinking. They have a elitist class that gets everything it wants, and they completely ignore the other side of the city. Yeah, really, tell me what I'm missing here. They said, though 500 homicides is a shocking milestone, the FBI total is actually lower than what several other outlets, including Red Eye and WEBZ, reported. So, just so we're clear, if you have more homicides in other cities, you are the murder capital of the United States. And these guys are rationalizing it by saying, well, the FBI's data is not exactly clear. There are two other reports that show that Chicago didn't have as many homicides in 2012. Oh, so what? It was still the leader. So in other words, if somebody said, well, we have a report that says Chicago only had 498 killings, my first thing would be, are you kidding? You can't even keep up with your killings? You have so many? Don't even get me into this. I mean, I'm going to ridicule you for 30 minutes. I'm going to do stand up on just that alone. Chicago got so many killings, they don't even know how to track them. But let me give you some other numbers. 2013, Chicago had 422 killings. 2014, 428 killings. That's more, guys. 2015, they had 495. Just missed cracking the 500 mark. 2016, 762. So, recapping, 422, 428, 495, 751. 250 more murders from 2015 to 16 when Barack Obama was beating up on the police officers around this country, and every mayor was talking about sanctuary cities and all these things and not protecting its citizens. And there you have it. Rahm Emanuel has watched Chicago's crime go up every single year he's been in office, and he's done nothing. But he wants you to believe that he's doing something positive for the city of Chicago. The murder of Chicago, by the way, murder rate showcases Obama's work in stellar format. The fact that the murder rate increased dramatically under Emanuel comes as no surprise. That he's an Obama surrogate comes as no surprise, given his track record. You think about that.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Oh, my goodness, we're about to wrap it up. I already miss you. I already miss you guys. God, jeez. Just getting started. I feel like it's still fresh to me today. Does it feel fresh? If you've been listening to the entire program, I appreciate you. I love you. Let me say that again. I love you. That was to the ladies. Dudes, I love you guys, all right? You're my boys. But to the girls, I love you. But I don't love, I mean, I gotta temper that, you know. I don't want you getting, you know, can't get all goo goo gaga, right? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We're closing out. It was a high energy day. I had a headache all day. I'm not gonna lie to you, I had a headache. I get these little nagging headaches. It's not a big deal. It's not like a migraine. Knock on wood, I don't get migraines. But I had this little nagging headache, and it was telling me, Kevin, you just aren't going to have a good show today. I'm going to make sure I'm going to mess with you. And I was like, headache, you better just go. You just mind your business, because you're not going to get into my face, boy. And the headache was like, whatever. And then, you know, I got a little bit of a break, and he reminded me, hey, still here. And I was like, dude, I'm almost done. check it out. Show's almost over. So there, headache. Anyway, let's cover some leftist news. How about that? Watchdog demands that the White House release the Mar-a-Lago visitors logs, and Donald Trump says no. I don't need to tell you who's coming to Mar-a-Lago. People come to Mar-a-Lago to disappear. They don't want to be bothered. If I've gone to Mar-a-Lago, I don't want people knowing. When I go to Mar-a-Lago, I'll announce it. Okay, let's just be clear. But a lot of people may not want that. It's funny how leftists want to give you your privacy when it's Bill Clinton, you know, with some jizz on a dress. It's his private life, man. But when the shoe is on the other foot, we need to know everybody that's visiting Donald Trump. It could be the Russians, for all we know. It could be WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. You better let us know. And Donald Trump's like, I ain't letting you know, Jack. I don't have to let you know anything. Did I mention I'm the president up in here? Good for Donald Trump. Don't succumb. Don't give these leftists anything. You give them an inch, they take a mile. Look at what happened to Nancy Pelosi. Could you not fight harder for an illegal vote than Nancy Pelosi? Oh, she don't care about them. She cares about their vote. And these people, you shut up. You have given us nothing. You're not the word. You're worthless, Nancy Pelosi. Shut up. Who do they expect to be a bigger advocate than them? I mean, the ghost of Cesar Chavez? Come on. Holy Toledo. Why do we say Holy Toledo? I mean, why not Holy Albuquerque? I don't know. Just thinking about it. Nancy Pelosi getting yelled at by Hispanics, and I liked it. I ain't gonna lie, I enjoyed watching it. You shouldn't get that much enjoyment out of watching people get shouted down. And Nancy was surrounded. I mean, man, she did not have enough security to get around all them little banditos. Too funny. Kerry to Trump. He said, this is what Kerry said to Trump. I hadn't heard a single thing about John Kerry. Just talked about it earlier in the broadcast. And then my producer goes, ha, as if to mock me. You know you were mocking me. I said, where's John Kerry? Where's John Kerry? Then during the break, what do? I get new notes. And what do you know? Yeah, John Kerry in the news. I got you, man. I know what you're up to. Yeah. Don't worry, the audience still trusts me. They don't trust you. You're the CNN of producers over there, mister. You and your buddy. I get new ones, but I can't find them. They want to work cheaper. Yep. So Kerry says to Donald Trump, Paris Agreement, not some quick real estate deal. Really? So what is it, a slow, drag-out real estate deal that ends up in a short sale? Why can't it be a quick real estate deal, John Kerry? See, that's the way I think. I'm putting you inside the head of a genius. I say some of these things. The audience is listening to me going, this dude's a total egomaniac. I say these things because I got two guys that watch me. And they don't understand how smart I am. So I have to remind them periodically that I'm a genius. Yeah, but I would say to Kerry, why can't it be a quick real estate deal? Why can't Donald Trump go in there and say, look, we're happy to abide by the accord. I tell you what, you guys carry the brunt of the cost, and we will continue down our path of reduced emissions as we see fit. And they all go. And then Donald Trump says, and by the way, given that the United States of the industrialized nations is the best performing when it comes to global climate, global emissions, as you like to call them, then we should get a kickback. And I suggest you guys come up with $50 billion a year to pay to us to keep our emissions at a certain level, and we'll be happy to take a look at it. And then they go, well, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I mean, he does make a good point. And they do it. And if they were to do it, why couldn't it be that quick? Why does it have to be long and drawn out? Have you ever had a piece of property that you owned and you thought, woo-hoo-hoo, got my property, rehabbed it, now it's time to go sell it. And then you go try to sell it because you want to make a certain amount of money, and they go, oh, I'm not going to sell it. So it's on the market for 60, 90 days, and they go, you know, it's better if we take it off the market now. And you go, okay, and then we'll relist it cheaper. So then they take it off the market, they relist it $10,000 cheaper. And, you know, it's in something with a 9 at the end, like 99999, whatever. So then you think, it'll sell now. Yeah, because it's $10,000 cheaper or whatever. And it doesn't sell. And here's what's going on with you. You're toting the note. You're carrying the freight. So as you're carrying the freight, you're paying $2,000-$3,000 a month or whatever it is to carry the freight on this thing, and it doesn't sell and it doesn't sell and it doesn't sell. Now you might profit, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars out of the house. But at $3,000 a month, you're doing the math going, wow, how long can I keep this house and still get something out of it? But you're afraid to go too far down because you don't want to just give it away. So you can keep experimenting. You can experiment yourself out of it ended up short selling. So the point is this. John Kerry, why does it have to not be a quick agreement? Why can't Donald Trump go in there and say, here are the terms of America participating in the Paris Accord. We're not paying any money. We will reduce our emissions per sound economic policy. We are committed to green energy. We are. Donald Trump's committed to green energy, but he's not going to do it at the sake of the coal miners and the sake of ExxonMobil and the fact knowing that we still got to have a grid that's up and running. He's a pragmatist about it. So why can't he go in there, say, these are our terms, take them or leave them, and do a quick real estate deal? That's what this brother is talking about. Mic drop. What about this? Researchers say, rise in the alt-right voices are influencing the German elections. They're saying, folks, that you in America are impacting Germany's elections just like you impacted Brexit in England. They're saying Trump was the reason why Brexit passed. I don't know. Is he? I think he is. I think he's one of the reasons. But I think it's you. I think your election of Trump is what did it. Somebody help me here. Somebody come in and get the sweat off my brow because I feel like I'm preaching right now. I think you did it. Because if Trump doesn't get elected, what are we talking about? We're in the Paris Accord. We're not talking about Brexit. Brexit would have lost. We're not talking about Germany looking at their immigration policies. Would we be re-looking at our refugee policy? Or would Hillary Clinton be going, I'm the president. I'm the president. Look at me. You know what I'm talking about. So you did it. And you're the ones influencing the Germans' decision on things. You're the one influencing people to take a look at all these stupid policies that have allowed terrorists to come in their midst, crime to go up exponentially, rape culture, robbing and beating of infidels, the Christians in a culture, the takeover, the slow Islamization of all of Europe is occurring right before their very eyes. And you put a stop to it. Donald Trump is just your vessel. And you did it. Here's another story that's just starting to take wings. The GOP odds have risen on the repeal of Obamacare. Whoa! Somebody tell me it ain't so. I told you guys, don't sweat Obamacare. Don't sweat the repeal of Obamacare. The replace of Obamacare. Because everybody knows it sucks. And what did Donald Trump do? He met with the Democrats, and everybody was having a conversation. He's on DACA, and he's going to give away the farm. We're not going to get Obamacare. And Trump said, I'll let it implode. They'll come to me. It'll be okay. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay? Hey, everybody, just relax, relax. I got this. Okay. Forget about it. Okay? We're good here. And what did he do? Got him to the table. They're saying, the repeal of Obamacare is coming. And it isn't. The sky's falling. You want to know why? Because people can't get insurance. They're starting to realize that Donald Trump is right. Folks, I've given you all day jewels as to why you are so beautiful. You're beautiful to me. You look marvelous. You really do.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.